So this is very exciting. I haven't done an audio recording for a long, long time. And today, well, it just seems right. It's raining outside. I've received some great coffee that I'd love to cup and love to cup live here at Coffee Mumbo Jumbo's HQ and let you listen in. So the coffee I've received, a familiar coffee, but this year's harvest. Familiar because I know, first of all, small batch very well. They churn out amazing coffees year after year, month after month, day after day. Everything that comes out of small batch is just roasted to perfection with a lot of love and care and attention. So it is with an immense joy that I've received this year's harvest of a coffee that I've known now for the past 2 years. I'm talking about the El Salvador Finca El Carmen Orange Bourbon. So I don't know if you're familiar with small batch. I hope you are. They're situated in Hove, just outside of Brighton, and they've got a few coffee shops in that area, Brighton and Hove. And of course, the roastery is in Hove itself, just a stone throw away from the train station itself, train station. They've been going for a while now. And as I said, I'm a big, big fan of small batch and what they do there. So this coffee, and you might remember, I've done a side-by-side last year and the year before, because from that very same farm, Finca El Carmen, not only did they have the orange bourbon, but also the red bourbon. So lots within the same farm, so different varietal from the bourbon varietal of Arabica beans, but slightly different. And I love orange bourbons and I love red bourbons, but I had a bit of a penchant towards the orange bourbon already last year, a bit more subtler than the red bourbon and just very delicate, very juicy, just amazing, and a bit of an all-rounder, because if I remember rightly, and I do remember rightly, I've done a few things with them, not only espresso and with a bit of milk, but also filter coffees, and it was just very, very nice in all these ways of preparing a coffee. And this year, surprisingly, there's only the orange bourbon on offer at small batch. And the reason being, Alan, the master roaster, head roaster, and joint owner of small batch, told me that this year the orange bourbon was just so delicious that they thought they'd just stay with that and just not have the red side by side. So I'm really, really interested. It has been roasted on the 14th of September, so 2 days off the roast. And I still have my bag of the coffee that I received last year of that same coffee here. And it's funny because the red and the orange bourbon had just a different label on it, the similar design, in fact, the very same design, but just slightly different in the background color. So the red bourbon had a reddish one and the orange bourbon had the orange one. And this year, they've gone for a completely different label, which is just delightful. It's kind of a little bit, if you want, kind of primitive art, but colorful and just lovely. And one thing that I probably repeat myself, but I just love the attention to detail all along when it comes to small batch, because their labels are always amazing. They're always very indicative of what's inside the bag. So I can't wait. I'm going to open live here that bag. I'm going to snip it open. And what I always do, I've got a clean kitchen towel here on my table. And I'm just going to, the smell already coming out of that bag, just having snipped it open. And here you have it, 250 grams on a fresh kitchen towel. It's quite a big bean, and it's evenly roasted. I mean, I wouldn't expect anything else. It's just beautiful, but the smell coming off these freshly roasted beans is already delightful. Now, watching out for maybe a Quaker or an elephant ear, but none to be seen. So Quakers, those are beans that are a little lighter because they were underdeveloped and nothing to do with the roaster itself. It just kind of went through the little loophole of the screening system at source at the farm. And usually one can pick them out because they taste just slightly different because they're an underdeveloped bean. But this looks and smells a picture. So the next thing to do is weigh up 12 grams of coffee quite coarsely, and then steep it for 4 minutes, and then break the crust, and then just slurp it. And I can't wait. I mean, my memory bank is there. I've tasted so many coffees over the years, and especially those that kind of shine for the good reasons, they stay with you. And those that shine for the bad reasons, they probably also do, but we don't talk about those at all here at Coffee Mumbo Jumbo. So I'm going to put this on pause, do my bid, and check back in and see what this coffee tastes like this year. This is the 2015 Harvest Orange Bourbon El Salvador Finca El Carmen, roasted by Alan himself at Small Batch. Well, I can already tell you now that I've ground this coffee coarsely, 12 grams, I'm going to do two cupping bowls, just because I can. It's nice to know, should there be a defect in one of them, maybe you can detect it. I just like doing two per coffee. And I can already tell you, the freshly ground beans are just unbelievable. That delicate sweetness coming off those grinds is just sublime. So I've boiled my water, letting it cool a little bit. So we want to use between 92 and 96 degrees C. And I'll put them, the ground coffees, into the cupping bowls. And just gonna... Got my timer here ready as well. I'm gonna steep them for 4 minutes, but I'm not gonna let you kind of listen to all of that or wait for 4 minutes. You can just listen to, oh, isn't that beautiful? When you just kind of fill the bowl, and even the steam that comes off the bowl has the aroma of the freshly ground coffee just hitting your nose. There's just nothing more delightful than cupping. All the subtleties of a bean just really shine, and then you can decide, Where do you think this coffee will shine best, in which brewing method? So anyway, my timer's on. 4 minutes later, I'll tell you more about it. Can't wait to see what I can find and what my palate will taste. So I'm breaking the crust. And my God, when you break the crust and all these aromas have been trapped underneath the crust, and I really have the time to just explode into your nostrils. There is such a sweetness coming off this. It's unreal. And of course, this kind of, I don't know, orange makes me think of tangerine. And it's not far-fetched that you actually also get influenced by this color and by, because a red bourbon for me is, I love a red bourbon. It's juicy. It's a bit more aggressive. This is just so sweet and more subtle. It's just delicious already on the nose, and I haven't even put my lips to it, just my eyes and my nose. These senses now have been engaged so far, and of course there are more to come. Well, of course I've also touched the beans. It's such a sensual experience, the whole coffee thing. So just letting freshly roasted coffee beans run through your fingers, having a look and touching them is also part of all this ritual that coffee drinking is. So enough time has elapsed, and there's no risk of me burning my palate. I'm just gonna go and take my first sip, my slurp. Excuse the noise now. Oh my God. I mean, the spray that gets onto your palate, onto your tongue, the outside of your tongue, the roof of your mouth, is just an explosion of sweetness and juiciness, not a trace of bitterness. It's just delicious. The mouthfeel, a bit on the light side, so not a heavy mouthfeel, but a well-rounded mouthfeel. It just has enough weight. I'm sure this coffee is very versatile. I think it'll go for, well, I'm definitely going to try espresso because it's my favorite. Well, I wouldn't say it's my favorite drink. It depends on the coffee. But I always like to push anything through the espresso machine as well to see how it behaves under pressure. But of course, steeping it and brewing it in various filter methods is also a delight. Now this coffee, wow, the sweetness is more kind of, they guide you to vanilla, and I don't think it's far off. There is this, if you've had kind of a vanilla fudge, that's the only vanilla that I kind of equate to, then yes, that sweetness is there. The fruitiness, definitely tangerine. There is no doubt in my mind. It's very juicy. It's very refreshing. This is a beautiful coffee. Now, I don't know, if you've never been introduced to small batch coffees, you just have to. They've got a great website. Choose anything you want from there. They've got subscriptions. I'm not here to sell people. I'm just here to really introduce you to the best coffee roasters around. And we're blessed with quite a few of them. Small Patch, I tell you what, one of my favorites here. No doubt about it. And I follow them over the years. This is another winner. And I'm so glad they've secured this coffee. Finca El Carmen, one of their most favorite fincas, and one of their exclusive coffees.